The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigid Air. Frigid Air, the Wings of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Miss Edna Best, Andy DeMille, Miss Jay Dusek, music by Opie Tate, and starring Lum and Abner.
Abner, why wasn't you at the meeting of the Pine Ridge Culture and Uplifting Society last night?
Oh, where'd they have it?
Well, we always have it. At the pool hall.
Oh, yeah.
Abner, it's terrible. It just ain't no excuse for the lack of culture around here. And I told them so last night.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir. I stood right up flat-footed and demanded that Pine Ridge have a higher standard of ignorance. Fellow members, I said the citizens of Pine Ridge is just plain ignorant, and I'm going to set an example for you.
You're just a fellow can do it, too.
Thank you. So after the meeting was over, I went right home and wrote an opera.
Yeah, well, that was... Wrote an opera?
Why, sure.
In one evening?
Of course, it weren't nothing for a fellow of my combined talents and genius.
What kind of an opera is it? Horse or soap?
No.
I like them horse operas. That Hopalong Cassidy, he's my favorite.
Wait a minute, Abner. I'm talking about singing opera.
Oh, Hoppy don't sing.
I know it.
His horse ain't bad.
I'm talking about grand opera, and mine is grand.
Oh, fiddle, fiddle. Folks don't care enough about opera these days.
Oh, no. I read the other day when the opera opened in New York, the house was packed.
Had it in a packing house, huh?
No, silly. I'll bound you someday my opera will be playing in New York, too. Who knows? Someday I might wind up in the Met.
I don't doubt... Met! Thought you said Met.
I'll be in the Hall of Fame. They might even make a bust of me.
Yeah, if you don't beat them to it.
All right, Smarty. Just wait till the night of my opera. When folks see me all decked out in my arpeggios, standing up there on my cadenza with my proscenium arch... They'll know Pine Ridge is in for a load of culture.
Well, Mr. Beef Oven, how's the opera?
Everything's going fine, except for one little thing.
What's that?
The tickets ain't selling.
That's the safest way to have it.
I can't understand it. I've put every ounce of talent I've got in this opera.
Maybe a ounce ain't enough.
I've put my heart and soul in it.
Don't sound like much of a cast. Offhand, I'd say folks would rather see action. What you need, Lum, is a big star.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Thank you, Edmund. I believe you've given me an idea.
Well, good for me.
I know how I can get this opera of mine to play the standing room.
You mean you're going to take out all the seats?
Well, I'm going to do like they do in New York. Get me an opera star. That'll sell tickets.
Now, where can you get an opera star that'll sell tickets? Most of them want to sing.
I know that, Adam. What I'm talking about is singers like Gladys Warthouse, Kirsten Flagstaff. I might try for one of them men operatics like Florence Kidd did.
He sounds nice.
I'll tell you who I wish I could get. Caruso.
Who's he?
Now, Abner, there's a perfect example of the kind of ignorance that prevails around here. Never heard of Caruso.
Well, I'm sorry. What's his first name?
Robinson.
Why, sure, what's the matter with me? Him and Friday was in the original cast of South Pacific.
Wait a minute. Yonder comes Opie Case. Now, I've got the Silver Cornet Band to play for the offer, and Opie's going to be my conductor.
Conductor?
Oh, sure. You can't have an opera without a conductor.
Oh, going to take the show on the road, huh?
No.
If you wanted a conductor, why didn't you get old Joe Davis at the county seat? He's with the Southern Pacific for 40 years.
I mean a musical conductor.
Well, he's musical. He always whistles while he's taking up tickets. Hello?
Oh, howdy, Opie. How's the band practice going at the firehouse?
Well, pretty good, Lum. Except last night, we had a little accident.
Accident?
Yeah, you see, as we see, Chunk was practicing on his tuba when somebody turned in the fire alarm.
Uh-oh.
Tom Foster slid down the pole right into the tuba. He ran that thing clear down old Ezra's throat.
Why, that's terrible. How's he going to eat?
Well, that was kind of a problem at first, but finally, they just filled it up with soup and flushed it.
What I call clear thinking. Wonder how a feller comes to take up playing something like that anyway.
Oh, fellas has different reasons, I guess. I took up the saxophone once, but I had to give it up. Stretched my mouth all out of shape.
Oh, that's a shame.
Took me 2 years before I found out I'd been blowing that thing on the wrong end.
Well, Opie, how come you take up the clarinet?
Well, you see, one time old Ed Earl Bidball stole and Clinton, they had a clarinet on the punch board, and Earl gave it to me.
Well, that was mighty thoughty of him. Did that start your musical career?
Of course not. Now, who ever heard of anybody playing a punch board?
Well, what about the clarinet?
Oh, I took that and enrolled in the Clinton Conservatory of Music.
The Clinton Conservatory? Now, wait a minute. Opie, did any famous singers ever graduate from there?
Yeah, there was one fellow graduated from there that went pretty far. He even made a lot of phonograph records.
Oh, that's wonderful, Opie. Reckon you could get him to come sing in my opera?
Oh, sure, I know I can. I got to go over to Clinton anyway. I'll bring him back this afternoon.
Well, good for you. Now, you're sure he's a big star?
Oh, yeah. I got one of his new records just the other day.
All right, Granny Loki, you've saved my life. Yeah, get on over there and get him if you have to kidnap him.
Uh-huh.
And hurry. Recollect the opera tomorrow night.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll have him here.
Oh, just a second, Opie. I want to get that record of his and play it. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
You don't know. You played it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't read the label because the record was going around so fast.
Hot dog, Admiral. These tickets are going like hotcakes since I announced we're going to have a big opera star.
Yeah, some opera star. Don't even know his name.
Well, that don't make no difference as long as folks know he's a big star.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. Here comes Luke Spears, and from the rate he's traveling, he must have heard about it.
Is this knuckle-headed nephew of mine
getting
in here?
Why, yeah, Luke, he was...
Well, where is he? I'm going to ring his neck.
Well, I'm sending to Clinton to get an opera star.
Opera star? That's just dandy. You better get one that knows how to wash dishes. You have to pile up a mile high in my restaurant.
Well, just calm yourself down, Luke. You'll be right back. By the way, would you like a couple of tickets for my offering?
No! I hear enough bellowing at my restaurant about the food.
Well, now, Luke, you owe it to yourself to see this opera. I'm presenting the tragic story of Samson and Delilah.
I don't care if you're presenting Sam and Antonio. If you get back here by supper time, I'll pulverize it.
Wait, Luke, don't run off, Mad. Now, if you won't jump on, Opie, I'll give you 2 tickets to the opera.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Lum. I'll enjoy it.
Enjoy it? Thought you said you hated opera.
I do, but this one will be a pleasure.
Huh?
I just blew the tube in the hearing aid.
Let's see now. The costumes is all here. The cast is casted. Tickets all printed. Granny, Dad, I wish Opie would get back here. I'm just dying to know who my big star is.
That would be sort of nice, yeah. He must be pretty good, though, if he makes records for the gramophone.
Wait a minute. Here comes Miss Pitt. She must be coming over to do a little rehearsing.
Rehearsing?
Yeah, she's playing a female feminine leading lady.
Oh, she's going to be busy, ain't she?
Well, come in, Miss Pitt. How's my singing leading lady today?
I'm feeling just fine. And how are you, my dear Mr. Edwards?
Oh, just dandy.
And how is your little partner, Mr. Peabody?
This is making me a little sick.
Cut that out.
Well,
Miss Fitch, we better get started rehearsing. We got a lot of work to do.
Oh, my, yes. Isn't it thrilling, Mr. Edwards? Imagine, me on the stage. It takes my breath away.
Too bad it keeps coming back.
Now, that'll be enough out of you.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, I'm so proud of you. Writing an opera. Who knows, you may compose sonatas, cantatas, and concertos like Mozart.
Well, that might be all right for Mo, but I think it's all right for you.
You know, the thing that touches me most is that you chose me to play the leading role of Delilah. Why? I'm not very young.
Oh, sure you are.
I'm not gorgeous.
Yes, you are.
I'm not beautiful. Well, don't stop now. Keep arguing.
Take my word for it. You fit the part perfect. Now, Miss Fitz, would you mind loosening your vocal cords?
Why, Lum, that is you, old rascal.
I mean, would you mind doing some vocal exercises?
Oh.
Now, let me hear you sing the scale.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
Just a little higher, please.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
Now, Abner, look what you've done. You sprang my leading lady's voice box. Miss Tiff, speak to me. Speak to me.
I can't. I've lost my voice. Oh, dear, now I can't sing.
Oh, this is terrible. Now what am I going to do?
Well, with the leading lady without a voice and the leading man without a name, about all you can do is put on the Phantom of the Opera. No, Lum, I will not do it. I will not play the part of Delilah.
Abner, you've got to. I'm in a spot.
No.
But, Abner...
I ain't done yet. No!
I've auditioned everybody around. Abner, you just wouldn't believe the sounds that come out of some human being.
Hey, you fellas!
I see what you mean.
Hello, Andy.
Lum, I just dropped in to buy two seats for the opera.
Two seats? Ain't you going to take nobody with you?
There ain't no sense in buying tickets, Andy. There ain't going to be an opera.
Oh, but I heard you got a big star.
I have, but I just lost one of my leading characters.
Oh, that's too bad. Say, Lem, maybe I could fill the part.
Fill it? You'd overflow it.
Now, you hold on there, Abner. I've got hidden talent.
Andy, they're not hidden. They're just scattered all over the land.
Abner, it might work. And I'm just desperate enough to take a chance.
Lord, he can't sing. His voice sounds like somebody throwed a handful of gravel into a mixmaster.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with my voice. Just the other day, I was singing in the shower, and I hit a high C.
Well, that's an awful high note, Andy. Do you think you could do it in the opera?
Sure, if you got a hot water pipe for me to back into.
Well, anyway, Andy, you get the part. You'll make a wonderful Delilah.
Well, thanks, Mom. Delilah?
Yeah. See, Miss Tiff come down with a case of laryngitis.
Oh, a whole case? When are we going to open it?
Andy, you're replacing Miss Tiff.
Oh, but, Mom, I can't play the part of a woman. Everybody will laugh at me.
No, they won't. We'll put a wig on you and a lot of makeup. They won't even know it's you.
Till you open your mouth to sing.
I don't want to do it.
But Andy, you're perfect for the part. You know how Delilah cuts off Samson's hair?
Oh, sure, but...
Well, you're a barber. It'll be great advertising for you.
I know, but I...
I'll tell you what, Andy. We'll have the address of your barber shop sewed on the back of your costume.
Well, all right, Mom. I'll do it. Gosh, imagine me an opera singer. On the road to Mendeley, where the pirates will play.
That voice is more likely what drove them flying fish out of the river, too.
Opie, you're back.
Yes, I made it.
You just did. Where's the big singing star? Now, don't tell me you didn't find him.
Oh, he's here. He's waiting out
there. Well, howdy do, sir. As impresario of the Pine Ridge Opera, it is a pleasure and honor to welcome a musical obligata of your standing. Our fair city is yours. Your wish is our command. Anything you want, you have but to speak.
Can I take off my shoes? My feet are killing me.
What?
It's the buttons on them. I ought to have them sent over.
Jenny, Opie, this is the big singing star?
Yeah, he's pretty famous, too.
famous. Say, who in the world are you?
Tennessee Ernie.
Have you seen that Tennessee Ernie?
I think he's in his dressing room.
Well, I gotta go talk to him.
Yeah, well, before you do, Lon, give me a hand lacing Andy into this corset.
Oh, I don't know why I ever agreed to be Delilah.
Now, just be quiet, Andy. Now, take a deep breath. Take quick, Lon. Grab that lace. I'll grab it. There you are now, Andy. Now, let out your breath.
Well, here we go again. Hey, you take care of it, Abner. I gotta find Ernie.
All right. Okay, Delight. Pull it in again.
Say, Tennessee Ernie.
It's the door. You're letting the old grab. Miss Edwards, I'm glad you come in here. I'm having an awful time getting this makeup on my face.
Well, there ain't nothing to it.
No? I'd like to see you get your head in this little bottle.
Now, look here, Tennessee, or Ernie, or whatever your name is.
It's Tennessee Ernie. They called me that because I was born in Georgia.
Well, why don't they call you George Ernie?
That'd be silly.
Yeah, blame that Opie. I told him to get me a famous singer.
Well, I'm famous. I made a record of me, you think.
Well, who hasn't? I don't mean nothing. Tonight you're going to be singing grand opera.
I can sing anything.
Well, it ain't the way you sing, Ernie. It's the way you talk.
Well, I never went to school. I like myself, all I know.
It's just that you sound so country. Granny, it ain't hardly time, but I'm going to give you some lessons. You need elocution. You know what elocution is?
I want to. I lost my daddy and two brothers that way.
Johnny, we've got to improve your denunciation. I hear say this. A-E-I-O-U.
A-E-I-O-U.
You all.
I told you I was born in Georgia.
Now try this one. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Whose dog is that?
It don't make no difference. Anybody's dog.
Well, it does, too. If it's one of mine, I want to know about it. I'll fluff him off.
Well, it wasn't one of yours.
Must have been Sue Dabernathy's dog. Them dogs of his don't know chicken. Now, old Sue, he's got a pretty good nose.
Wait a minute.
Long, the curtain's about to go up. You better get out there.
I'll be right with you, Abner. Ernie, for goodness sake, don't let me down.
No way, I won't. Long, come on. The house is packed. Everybody in town come to see Tennessee Ernie.
Oh, goodness, where's my nose?
Nose?
Yeah, I'm going to narrate the opera like that fella, Dean Traylor. Oh, here they are.
Get out there on the stage.
Yes, Granny, this is my big moment. Yeah. Is my hair tied, or my necktie combed, or...
Mom, now, don't lose your head.
Head? Oh, my goodness, where is it? Where is it? Oh, Abner, stop that. Now, get out of my way. Here I go.
Yeah, flat down, kid. This is what you've been training for.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It does my heart good to know that the people of Pine Ridge are so interested in a higher type of illiteracy. And now let's start. I see that Maestro Opie Chase is ascending the podium. And from a sitting position on his podium... conducts the Pine Ridge Silver Cornet Band in the Port and Pheasant Overture. Maestro. Thank you. Now we would like... Thank you. Now we're ready. Soapy, will you cut that out? Now the house lights dim as we bring you Act One of Samson and Delilah. The curtain rises. The scene, a circus. Samson, the strong man, comes out and sings to an admiring crowd.
My name is Samson, keep my style and feel. I got horns in my blood, and I'm a steel. I'm as rugged as a polar bear, and I can lift a freighter.
The secret of my brain is in my heart. I'll drink my palate. Delilah enters. She's a tattooed lady. She's got sex appeal written all over. The tattooed lady sings.
I am Delilah, the girl with the smile. I crave the love that is cold. Oh, you want to come and you're sweet happy right then where my father is.
Samson falls in love with Delilah. He ain't got time to buy an engagement ring, so he picks up a crowbar and bends it into the shape of a lover's knot. He presents it to her.
I
would like to marry you if I could carry you across my door.
But my husband might be a fool,
cause
you're heavy as a hippo. Delilah sings her answer. Oh, that last note Buck could ever say in my courses.
Well, pull yourself together, Andy. You're filling up the stage. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Delilah tells Samson that she's in love with Bobo the Clown. At this point, Bobo enters.
Hurry,
that ain't necessary.
Hold on, but it's the biggest laugh we've got all week.
Let's get on with the opera. When Delilah sees Bobo, she rushes up to him and sings an aria.
Oh, beauty fire, my heart's on fire. Oh, you are yearning, my lips are burning.
To which he replies,
can't you feel satisfied? Perfume over and over again.
Samson is overcame with jealousy. He grabs Bobo by the throat.
I am gonna take you to the dream. I am not afraid of you, you little elephant. I'm a friend, so I will be riding high. Make a pencil out of me, oh, do not make me laugh.
Soon as Samson is going to come between them, Bobo and Delilah decide to cut off Samson's hair so he'll lose all of his strength.
We'll cut off his hair.
He's next in my chance. I'll give him a shave. And Andy's, you say, my prices are right. We'll open all night.
I just said to give your address, not a spot announcement. Anyway, after all that haircutting, Samson looked like Mount Baldy. The lovers plan to escape, but the next morning they meet Samson, and he has grown a new crop of hair. They can't understand how he grew hair so fast, but he answers the question for them. He grabs Delilah by the arm.
Cannot move me.
We'll say, if he's coming over hill and plain, he knew how he never stopped. Rippity-flop, 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 along. We'll say,
take
you
to preacher.
Okay, Sam.
Why did you bring a wagon in here
first? You forgot to take my harness off.
And so Samson unhitched the lot and they were hitched. Soon they'd start a mule train of their own. The end.
Heard it mentioned once or twice that this fall you hear them all on CBS. This same holds true for this winter, too. Here's just a reminder of Sunday nights on CBS. Sunday nights when you hear the superb comedy parlay of Eve Arden, Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Edgar and Charlie, Red Skelton and Corliss Archer. Then Tuesday, there's the Family Hour, the Contented Hour, and Horace Heights. Yes, this fall you hear them all on most of these same stations. The Lemon Avenue Show is back next week and every week at the same time with Andy Devine, Vincent Kitt, Tim Trout, music by Open Gate, written by Betty Boyle and Jay Summers, directed by Larry Bird. Our thanks to Tennessee Ernie, who appeared as Lemon Avenue's guest tonight. Paul Masters is speaking with the CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting.